Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Gron. With me in the studio today are three very special guests. We have Peg Doran. She is the head teacher at St. Paul School in Odell. Good morning.
Good morning.
She brought with her two 8th grade students, also Garrett Severson and Bryson Connor. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
They are here to talk about the 4th annual St. Paul School Spaghetti Dinner and Auction, which is going to be this coming Saturday. It's not just spaghetti dinner. You have this huge auction. You have a lot of things going on. So do you want to start off by telling me what's planned for the evening?
Well, we have a lot of things going on. We start off, we open our doors at noon so people can come in and do silent auction bidding, or they can get raffle tickets for our basket raffle and look at all the live auction items we have. And then about 4 o'clock, we'll start serving dinner. And our first auction starts about 6 o'clock, and that's the kids' auction. The kids love to get in the action, so they will be bidding on some items especially for them.
That sounds like a lot of fun. Do you have a list of things that might be part of that specific auction?
Oh, yeah. Our kids' auction, we have a great wagon that they can bid on, a huge candy jar that looks like a fishbowl. We have baskets of books. We have toys. We have a wooden barn. So many things. The kids just love doing that.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it a bit. Now, what else is happening that day? Because you said that's the first thing that you're doing, right?
Yes, the kids' auction will start at 6.
Okay.
Followed by the live auction. And that's where the heavy hitters come in. We have some really fabulous prizes that have been donated. We have a Traeger grill this year, a grill and smoker. It's like an $800 value that's been donated. We know that's an item that many people would like to have. We also have seed corn and spraying donated this year, something different. For our farmer friends who have to use that anyway, so they should come on in and bid on that. We have also many great packages for sports packages. We have Chicago Cubs tickets. We have White Sox tickets. We have Weekend Away. There's a great, fabulous cruise, dinner cruise in Chicago you can bid on. Another new one we're doing this year is a night out package where you get babysitting service, $100, and transportation for the evening, and that should cover about everything you would need for a night out on the town.
That sounds really exciting. That's not run-of-the-mill auction items, I don't think.
No, not at all.
Very good. Well, I got to ask you guys, you've been awfully silent over there. What have the students been involved with when it comes to the 4th annual St. Paul School Spaghetti Dinner and Auction? What have the students been doing?
Well, our students have been creating art for our auction, and this year we have huge wooden dragonflies that you can hang on your house made by our preschool and kindergarten students. They are really awesome, and you can see them on the school's Facebook page. We also have slate crosses and Adirondack chairs and a decorative screen door made by some of our other classes.
So you're talking 4-year-olds through 14-year-olds working on this auction, right?
Yes.
Now, do you guys know about how many kids go to your school?
Like about 50.
50? That's not bad. Wow. But that's a lot of work that goes into this, though. So we've talked about the kids' auction, the live auction. You also have a silent auction.
Yeah, our silent auction has over 50 quality items to bid on. We have these packages of restaurant gift cards. We've done one for Dwight businesses and one for Pontiac businesses. So if you like to eat out, you can bid on many gift cards for local restaurants. We also have a lot of services offered. We have dance center tickets, yoga classes, Just for Kicks Dance Studio. You can even have a birthday party at Victory Academy and a birthday cake, oil changes, just many, many items.
Now, this happens, as you said, every year, and this is the 4th annual one. What specifically are you guys raising funds for?
Mainly our funds are going to help supplement our school income. And this year, we're really looking to get some more iPads for our students. We have about enough for half of them. We're really trying to raise some money to get an iPad for each student in the school. We found those to be very helpful and help support our programs. So,
do you have a specific goal in mind for this entire event?
Each year, we just try to add more items, different items, and we try to increase our profits.
Very good. Now, we can't talk about this without talking about the spaghetti dinner. When exactly does that start and what all comes with it?
It starts at 4 o'clock. It comes with your dinner, your spaghetti and meat sauce. You have Avanti's bread. We bring that in because that's delicious, and salad. And we have homemade desserts and your drink. It's a really nice dinner for a reasonable price, too.
Now, you guys, I want to thank you so much for bringing me a list of so many things that you guys are doing this weekend. But I also saw that you guys have baskets you can buy raffle tickets for. Aside from the live auction, the silent auction, the dinner, you also have raffle baskets. Who wants to tell me about those? I haven't heard from you yet, Bryson. Sorry, I'm going to have to put you on the spot here.
We have a Scentsy basket. We have a Champion Fitness basket with a three-month pass. So if people want to start getting into fitness, they can go to do it for free, so that's nice. There is an animal care package with a $50 vet certificate, and one very fun basket which I have seen is a movie night basket and a basket with beautiful play settings. And the movie night basket includes DVDs and popcorn and popcorn flavoring, just anything you'd really want for a movie night.
And you don't have to leave your house if you win this basket, right? It's all inclusive.
Yeah.
Well, that's really exciting. So this is happening Saturday the 16th. And we talked about what time does it exactly start? Because there's things scheduled throughout the entire night.
Right. The doors open at noon, and then the food is starting to be served at 4 o'clock, and then the auction starts around 6.
So the doors open at noon, but the event doesn't start till 4. What do people do from noon to 4?
Well, we just give our parents and supporters an opportunity to come in, and they can get 50-50 tickets, they can start their silent auction bidding, and they can get raffle tickets for all the baskets that'll be raffled off, because you do not have to be present for any of that. And then our live auction starts at 6, and our food will be starting to be served at 4 o'clock, too.
Now, those silent auction, those papers, are you doing it like the ones I've seen, you have a paper in front of it, and you just keep out bidding each other
Yes.
constantly. Do those get pretty fun to watch at times?
Yes. We keep our silent auction open until after the live auction, just in case you didn't get what you wanted on the live auction. And then there's quite a bit of a frenzy getting over to the silent auction table until they're shut down. It's a lot of fun to see people competing against each other for an item that they'd really love to have.
Well, you guys apparently have a lot of things for people to look over, so showing up at noon probably isn't a bad idea. How do people get tickets for this? Do they just show up? Do you have all these items printed maybe on your Facebook page, right?
We do. We also have a school website with a complete listing of all the items that we will have that day, and that's at www.stpauloddell.weebly.com. Or if you just type in St. Paul Odell, it'll come up, and it has a complete listing of all our items that will be raffled and auctioned off that day. You can also get tickets at the door. You do not have to have them in advance.
Okay. If you want to get them in advance, you can do that through the website or through a teacher or
Yes.
a student or something?
All of our families have tickets.
Very good. Is there anything else you guys want to cover about this big event?
Another item we have new this year on our silent auction is the Pie of the Month Club. And we have some fabulous bakers in our community. And you will get a pie delivered to your home each month for if you win the Pie of the Month Club. We also have some award-winning baked goods. We really have great bakers. We'll have cinnamon rolls, German chocolate cake, decorated cakes, banana cream pie, strawberry rhubarb pie. Just many delicious things for silent auction.
It'll be really fun to see how this goes down. This will be Saturday, April 16th, beginning at doors open at noon. Everything begins at 4. You can find out all the information on the St. Paul School website. Okay, well, I just wanted to thank you guys for being here today. We've been speaking with Peg Doran. She's the head teacher at St. Paul School in Odell, and she brought with her 8th graders, Garrett Severson and Bryson Connor. Thank you guys so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, yes, thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Groff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.